know, I don't think, certainly think it's a ceiling at all, but just a, I think a little taste of what he can do. He can do so many things. You know, he grasps them well, handles all that stuff mentally really well, and then you kind of combine that with Coach Reed and Doug and their imaginations, and you get a lot. I got a lot of possibilities there, and then I think in the end he does a great job on game day of just playing ball. You know, he's a good football player. I don't care where you have him; he's great to have on the team.
Talk about the touchdown.
Really designed for him. You know, all week, really designed for Dwayne, and got a good look, and I think he's, you know, learned a ton of football because he was thinking the same thing I was, and on the same page. And then when I cut it loose, a little right overthrew it, and I thought he made a great catch securing that ball as he went down in the end zone.
Alex, second week in a row, just a field goal in the second half.
Yeah.
Teams making adjustments you guys aren't keeping up with?
Or? Yeah, I mean, it's tough at this point to say, I guess. Certainly, I think you could say, yeah, they made some adjustments. Was there a lack of execution on our side? Yeah, I mean, for sure as well. I mean, looking at that. I guess it's tough to point to any one thing at this point. I thought in the first half we were better staying ahead of the chains, and we were better on first and second down. Our third downs were much more manageable. We converted a lot of them because of that. In the second half, got a lot more third and longs, and you're just going to make life tough doing that. So,
did you feel like the other quarterbacks who come in here each week getting sacked six times?
Today? No. I mean, when I saw that number, I was kind of surprised. It's tough. I mean, I kind of took not an intentional one, but I didn't throw that ball away there at the end. I wanted them to burn a timeout. Third down there, I there are times I was trying to make plays with my legs a couple times in that second half. Maybe on third down, you're hoping you get out of that pocket, and you end up taking a sack for a couple yards. But in the first half, I got out of there and converted a couple first downs. So there's a give and take there, I think, on third down a little bit. Sacks really kill you on first and second down, you know. Third down anyway, I mean, you're trying to stand in there, you're trying to make some plays. So, a little bit of that's on me, you know. I mean, trying to make some plays in the pocket on third down. But, of course, protection, you know, is important. But I don't think that was the sole thing.
Alex, as you know, you're 8-0, last unbeaten team in the league. It seems like the second straight week you really took an opponent's best shot. I
mean, yeah. Yeah,
you guys have that bowl.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think more and more, I mean, you're going to continue, not that anybody sneaks up on anybody in this league, but yeah, I mean, when you're the only undefeated team, I think teams have recognized how we're playing, and yeah, no question, I think we're coming prepared.
How prepared is this team to deal with that, do you think?
I mean, I think we love it. I think we love it. Coach Reed talks about it all the time, and you want teams' best shots. You want the stages to get bigger. That's why you put in all the work in the offseason. That's why you do training camp. I mean, you want these opportunities. You want that honor. So I think it's a great thing, no question.
You mentioned doing some things with your legs. Yeah, another big 23-yard run today to
the
first down. And, you're the team's second-leading rusher. Do you just talk about pride you take?
Yeah, absolutely. That, you know, if teams are going to play a man and play certain ways and they're not going to count the quarterback, that – you're going to try and make them pay. And I think, you'd be smart with it. But, on that one run, it won't ever show up on a stat sheet, but I thought Dwayne had a great block, allowing me to turn the edge, and went from a 6-yard run to a 20-something yard run. So things like that. I mean, those guys downfield, but no question, it's something I try to take pride in. I think it's kind of hidden yardage. It's kind of lost. And every week, I think a little bit here and there, a couple conversions, those change games.
Alex, what's the biggest thing you've learned about each other throughout this entire thing, last 8 weeks, as you look back?
I mean, to be honest, I think the one thing that jumps out at me is the unity within the locker room. Offense, defense, special teams, how encouraging all three sides are for each other, guys playing for each other. It's really easy to talk about, but at the NFL level, I mean, it doesn't happen often. And I think we got a really selfless group. Guys that like coming to work, like being around each other, like preparing, and then like going out there and competing as well. So, that's the thing for me that really jumps out at me. It jumped out at me when I first got here, the type of character of the guys in the locker room.
Back to the running. You had one called run for you today. Is that right? The one run.
Which one was that?
I'm just trying. There was one that you took off right away.
Yeah. We had there were a couple options there on a couple of those, but most of them were scrambles, yeah.